And finally, we saw some incredible upsets today in the second round of the men's NCAA basketball tournament. NPR's Tom Goldman was at one of the games in Sacramento, and he joins us now. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Ping. How are you?
Great. So you were there as Princeton toppled Missouri. How did they pull this off, and what was it like to be at that game?
Well, it was just another day of March Madness insanity, basically. I'm outside the arena because it's would be too noisy to talk to you inside. Princeton, as a little background, a lowly 15th seed, and I put lowly in quotes there. Princeton made waves in the first round by beating number 2 Arizona. That was the big upset, one of the big upsets of the first round. But I think there was this expectation then, well, that was a gritty, scrappy win. And now Princeton will do what happens to a lot of 15 seeds who do well in the first round. They go away. Well, Princeton did not go away. It took it to Missouri. I was just kind of amazed, and I think the fans were too, at how aggressive, right from the get-go, Princeton was. Their first half, great swarming defense, great rebounding, and it's a pretty small team too, but great on the boards, and then fueled by guard Ryan Langborg's several three-point shots in the first half, Princeton really established itself. And then when Missouri tried to come back in the second, Princeton just never let up. Same stuff, great D, great rebounding, and guard Blake Peters took the baton from Ryan Langborg. He hit five three-pointers in the second half, and Princeton just pulled away. And it's really something. They are becoming the darling of this year's March Madness tournament.
Yeah, and Tom, that Princeton victory followed another big upset. Kansas, which was last year's champion, was edged out by Arkansas in 8th seed. So what is going on here?
What is going on? Nothing in particular, Ping. It's just the usual March Madness. It's this amazing event where it's single elimination. So if you win, you advance. If you lose, you're out. And that creates for a lot of extraordinary dramatic moments, a lot of tension. And yeah, you're right. I mean, Arkansas was down 8 at halftime against Kansas, the defending champs, came back in the second, won by a point. Mm-hmm. After the win, Arkansas head coach Eric Musselman ripped off his shirt, bare-chested. He got up on a table and was exhorting Arkansas fans to ping. It wasn't a pretty sight, but, you know, it was no time for modesty when you take down a number 1 seed.
Tom, quickly, what teams are you keeping tabs on as we head into the Sweet 16?
Well, I'm keeping tabs on everyone, because these games that happened today show that really anyone can beat anyone else in any given game. These are all good teams here. I am keeping an eye on the women's competition, of course, the women's tournament, where South Carolina is the overwhelming favorite. It'll be really interesting to see if anyone can challenge South Carolina, the defending champs, and a really great team.
That's NPR's Tom Goldman outside an arena in Sacramento. Thanks so much for joining us, Tom.
You're welcome, Ping.